Up next, we're joined by Hannah Vanderkolk and Angela Baylor, co-organizers of Flags Day. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us a bit about yourself and the upcoming event.
Well, it's really quite an impromptu and casual event that stems out of another event we did last year in 2019 on Flag Day. Just a couple days ago, I suggested to Angela that we do a kind of reprise of the Flags Day reimagined parade on Election Day.
We the first time that we did it was in June of 2019, taking up where Flag Day had ended in Troy and deciding to march in celebration of plurality and multiplicity and disruption and bringing people together with the multiple flags. So it seems appropriate right now, given the mood of everything, to try to bring people out together in the streets in a joyful kind of manner and get out some of our energy as things go on this week.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you mean about plurality and multiplicity, and what is Flags Day?
Flag Day, with no S, is a, or maybe it's with one, yeah, Flag Day is a national holiday is a national holiday commemorating the inauguration of the American flag. And one of the biggest Flag Day parades in the country used to happen in Troy, but it had a pretty nationalistic focus. And so when we initiated Flags Day last year, we were wanting to expand the notion of what a flag means to us and bring in just more of a diversity of kinds of flags, colors, people, where we're coming from, to kind of resist an idea that there's a single flag that we should all be under, resist the idea of borders and...
And the initial holiday started in the like 19-teens, but in Troy particularly, it came about in the 1960s in response to protests against the Vietnam War. So it was created as a parade to sort of push back against that protest. And so, you know, when we came up with this idea last year, we were really... this is Angela. We were thinking about the debates that were happening here in Troy around sanctuary city, the questions of there being closed borders or open borders, and questions of immigration. And so that was interwoven into this kind of message of having lots of different flags, not just one flag, and that representing lots of different people and lots of different perspectives and ways of being in the world.
Who takes part in Flags Day?
Anyone is welcome, and we don't know who will come tomorrow. We're spreading the word very last minute, so it's often it's or for this time it's to people that we mostly that we know how to reach out to. And last year we had probably like 50 participants walked with us, and quite a few that probably didn't know about the event, but that joined us as we walked. So hopefully that'll be the case tomorrow as well.
This is Angela. It was a lot of different people last time, and I suspect it will be similar. There were a lot of children. So the idea around it is for it to be a sort of, welcoming space that lots of different people can participate in. And yeah, it's sort of impromptu, which I think it's just, I really like the spirit of it, because I'm feeling a lot of anxiety. I'm sure a lot of people are feeling a lot of anxiety about what's happening right now with the election and the kind of energy around it. So this will be a way to kind of just be together in the streets joyously.
Yeah, that kind of ties into my question about how this particular event came about and the timing of the event. Would either of you like to speak to that?
This is Hannah. It was quite impromptu. I think I, similar to Angela, I'm just feeling the tension of this moment in our country. And certainly it doesn't seem like that tension will be resolved tomorrow, no matter what is the outcome of the election. And then on top of it, the pandemic and the decrease in our capacity to gather and just be together. So this really comes out of a personal, you know, interest that I think both of us have in the power of that, in the power of just being together, being in a kind of creative space, multi-generational space, and being seen in our multiplicity and our diversity as a community. It's a humble offering. We don't expect it to like do a thing or fix a thing. It's really just a way to be together in a time that's pretty uncomfortable for a lot of people.
This is Angela. Also, you know, the vote is going to happen tomorrow, and it may take many days for there to be an outcome. I personally don't see that we have a really great choice either way, except to try to change who is in office right now. So this feels like a way to make it non-specific around that, but to bring people together and know that we need to build community and act and, you know, take part in what's happening in our country, in our world, in our city. And that happens before the election, during the election, and after the election. So to be there for each other in some kind of way, in a visible way, in the streets, provoking conversations with other people and bringing people together is, I think, really the intent.
What are the details of Tuesday's Flag Day event?
We will meet at 320 3rd Street. Which is a polling location at noon or a little before noon, and just walk together up to Monument Square. I think we'll improvise the route probably as a group a little bit just based on where it makes sense to go, but we'll stick to sidewalks. I invite and ask people to carry colorful flags, could just be like a piece of fabric attached to a stick, or just to wear an outfit that feels fun and celebratory, and or not at all, or just to walk or bike or roll or whatever your means of mobility is, even drive alongside us, and kids are welcome. And I think I'm not missing anything, right?
Well, this is certainly a very local event, but given recent national headlines with Trump supporters organizing caravans with Trump flags flying, there's been, you know, just the other day, a caravan of these Trump trucks tried to run Biden's campaign bus off the road. And, you know, it seems to me almost a direct response to the Trump flag, the Trump 2020 flag. You know, another example is Meadowbrook Farm was just in a big controversy over their Trump 2020 flag. Mm-hmm. So is Flags Day on Election Day, is that a direct response to this symbol of the Trump 2020 flag, or was that unintentional?
This is Angela. I mean, of course, there is a correlation. We know that is happening. Those, what you're saying, the Trump parades, I've seen them on the Hudson River here. I saw them on the highway the other day. But this also, you know, we started this last year. We are connecting into a history of people taking to the streets to fight against, you know, the unjust war, the Vietnam War. And the fact that here in this city, this was concocted to be in response to that. So, you know, the flag, these symbols are always places of contention. And I think that it's interesting to take the symbol of a flag and insert some notions of ambiguity, plurality, multiplicity into that, so that we can so that we can have deeper conversations than just these symbols. It's about Trump, but it's about way more than Trump. It's not gonna end with this election where we're hopefully getting Trump out of office. It's gonna be way beyond that, because you know we also have to push Biden pretty hard too.
I think just on that, this is Hannah. I was really struck when we did this the first time or on Flag Day, that just the visual of a group of people with all these colors and against a landscape, just visually that is not a lot of colors, was really striking. And I think just like brought a lot of joy to people that passed by. And in this time that we are seeing a lot of flags, I saw a bunch, off the back of a truck today, American flags and Trump flags. Like, of course, there is a strong correlation there. And yeah, my hope is that just the visual experience of another kind of flag will be just energetically supportive to people as we're going through the stress of tomorrow.
And are there any COVID-19 prevention measures that people should know about if they want to attend the event on Tuesday?
This is Angela. Yeah, I mean, folks should wear a mask, stick if they're with a pod, stick with that pod and keep distance between people. We'll be observing those things, yes.
And is there anything that we haven't asked you about Flags Day that you want to touch on before we go?
I don't think so. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, this has been Hannah Vanderkolk and Angela Baylor. They are the co-organizers of Flags Day in Troy on November 3rd. On Tuesday, November 3rd at noon, they will meet at 320 3rd Street, which is a polling site, and from there they will walk to Monument Square. Thank you so much for joining us on HMM, both of you.
Thank you.
You both.